Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Pot It Together podcast. I'm Nicole. I'm now 40 years old, and I'm joined by my co-hosts, Adam and Becca. Hi guys.
40-year-old Nicole.
I'm now 40 years old. That was really funny.
I've reached another age bracket, folks.
Oh my gosh. How do you feel any different?
Hold on. I'm turning my internet off because we're having an issue.
Yeah, she's already having technical issues as a 40-year-old. She's like, I don't know how to use a phone anymore.
Oh, for my fuck's gosh. Sake. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah. Can you hear us?
Yeah.
Can you see me? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. This whole time.
Okay, good. Yeah. What was the question? Sorry.
Do you feel any different?
Oh. A little bit, actually. You know, like, it's kind of when you leave your 20s and reach 30, which one of us has yet to do.
I'm so embarrassed. It's like when you leave your teens and enter your 20s. I know what that feels like. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just like, I guess it's this whole thing. It's like, you know, my mom has a 40-year-old child, and like I have, children that are one's about to be an adult. Well, she's, you know, not my like blood child, but you get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And like Mia just finished freshman year, and like my birthday was on Sunday, and it's always fun to get the text messages from everybody, you know. And then I get a text message from her boyfriend that's like, "Hi, Mrs. Vega, happy birthday! Hope you have a great day." And I'm like, I just got a text message from my daughter's boyfriend wishing me happy birthday.
Oh,
like it's
wow.
Just like this whole, yeah. It was cute. It was very cute. But it was just it was weird.
What a brown noser.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
But it was even cuter though. It was cuter though because like I feel like teenage boys need a little push, you know? Like they need to be told what to do and whatever. But like my mom was like, "So who's texted you so far?" And it was like 11 a.m. and I was just reading off some names, and Mia's like, "Cooper text you? Oh my god, that's so sweet." So it was very impressive for her that he texted me without being told
being
that it was
prompted.
My birthday.
Oh wow.
Being prompted. Yeah.
Wow.
So that was sweet.
That's a green flag.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. But yeah, it's just a little weird. It's just I do feel that age, but like I'm excited for it. It's like a new, it almost feels like another door is opening, because I hear a lot of people say the 30s are your best years. But let me tell you something. Mine were not. I went through some shit in my 30s. So I feel like my 40s may be that decade, you know, like I'm feeling good about it. So we'll see.
I've heard that 40s are the new 30s. Like women thrive in their 40s.
Yeah. Yeah,
which is really
exciting.
That's
the case. Yeah,
absolutely.
Hoping that's the case.
Absolutely. Well, okay. Have you guys seen the beige flag thing? Okay, Adam has, because he had a viral TikTok.
Well, ever since I saw Adam's, it's been just nonstop on my page, and I'm relating to every single one of these. By the way, like, what is going on?
I need a definition of a beige flag. Is this just like, is it something that gives you pause, or is this an annoying thing? Is this, it's not a green flag, it's not a red flag, it's a beige flag, but what does that mean?
Yeah, see, my interpretation of it was like something that was just like, that can happen, and sometimes you find it funny, and sometimes you get pissed about it.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe
so, yeah,
not.
It gives you pause, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Makes you slow down.
Yeah, I don't know. Or like, I just like completely, maybe it's just like something that they do but like it literally wouldn't. I don't know. Maybe I have the wrong thought about it.
It's like benign, but it, like it could be annoying or it could be funny. I guess depending on how you feel. I think that might be that.
Yeah.
Because based on what yours was, that sounds correct. And based
The comments that I have seen, there was a couple people that was like, this is truly the only beige flag I've seen on TikTok. Mm. Which I was like, oh, cool. Google responded to it. The official Google account responded to it today. They commented, been there. And I was like,
That's funny.
I know.
What?
tell them what the beige flag is, and then that'll make more sense.
Well, our pod fam knows, because I think I complained about it on the pod. Or maybe it's Patreon.
Steve is like, we're bringing this up again.
Yeah, like, we'd like to preface this. Let's preface this by saying, Steve, we absolutely love you. And I think that this is hilarious.
Have you checked Instagram? Because on Monday when he was listening to the episode was when I was complaining about the temperature. And he turned it down 1 degree and sent a picture to the Pod It Together Instagram. Was like...
It was in our requests. Yeah. I accepted it. I went in there earlier today because I saw, because someone tagged us with their garden in the Philippines. And I was like, I have to repost this on Pod It. So sorry I overstepped the Instagram game on your part, Becca, but I had to go over there and like.
No, never overstep me. Like, you guys can go on there and do whatever you want. Like, I don't care.
Okay. Well, you know, I just want to make sure. So like I went over there and I was reposting it and I saw it was in the requests. He sent us a picture of the thermostat and it was at 77 and he's like, I turned it down a degree.
Yeah.
77 was turning it down.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. This is just all a harsh reality that I probably will never be able to visit your home outside of the winter months.
I know.
Oh my gosh. That is hilarious. Yeah. Our house is like at 70 and we're like, oh, should we put it at 68? Like, it's a little hot.
No, it was so comfortable. But
you
in
guys
your
have
house.
To deal with like you guys have to deal with the stickiness. Like, that's a thing.
Yeah, true.
Did you keep it that low when you were in Arizona, Becca?
Hell no. In Arizona. When I was living with Daniel, it was like 74. 73. Mm. That's pretty much like where we'd go the lowest. Growing up, it was 77. Never above, never below. And then in my house with my roommates, I did the still like 77. But if it was really hot, we'd go 76. But never lower.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Oh, man. Bless your bill.
I feel like 77 is a comfortable temperature for Arizona.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
Okay, this is a thing that kind of annoys me is that like I don't get on TikTok that much. It's not like I'm trying to like be this niche person. I just do things funny whenever I see them. So I saw the beige flag thing and I remembered the annoying thing that Steve does that I find funny but also sometimes get really mad by. So I was like, that's a beige flag. And I just said, when your partner tells you something that they heard somewhere, but they in fact heard that from you in a previous conversation. So boy did that blow up, and I feel bad because Steve was like looking at all the comments and there's clearly tons of people projecting, like they were just like, this is a red flag, this is a red flag,
red flag.
And there was a lot of like heteronormative gendering in the comments of people being like, she's mad because he doesn't do this. And I was like, I'm a man, but you really can only see my eyes up. But like, the brow bone should be a giveaway. The eyebrows. Yes. And I'm like,
very strong.
She
it's giving man.
I just would be like, she is a gay man. Like, and they were.
She's a gay man.
That would have been a really funny comment to reply to one that says she and you just like from the back with your hair like touching it and then you turn around. You can still do it.
I think I'm going to do that.
The ugly stepsister sound. The ugly stepsister.
Seriously. Okay, I'm going to do that. I need to find that sound now.
I'm sorry. I'm coughing so hard. I'm about to gag. I'm trying not to. Or laughing so hard. I'm going to gag.
Yeah.
Oh,
don't breathe in too much air, okay? Because you'll taste it.
I will taste the air.
Oh my God. That dishwasher.
I'm looking
smell.
For the ugly stepsister. That's so good. You don't mind if I do that, do you?
No, I want you to. That's fucking hilarious. I will be your TikTok director.
Yes. Okay.
That is so funny. She's just that's really funny. Okay, sorry.
Anyway. Yeah. So a lot of people are projecting, and I had to like be like, Steve, you cannot read these. They don't know you, you know, they don't know us.
It's TikTok.
It is truly like something I found funny and literally was like not even showered. My hair was a mess and I was like, oh, this will be funny to do. And it's like 400,000 views already.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
It's TikTok is so weird. Social media in general is so weird. I'm having such a hard time right now just being pissed off. Like, it's frustrating. It really is so frustrating. Like a video that you spend 30 seconds on gets like 400,000 views, and a video that you painstakingly got ready for, planned, filmed, edited, uploaded, posted, put links in the description will get not even 1,000 views. Like,
it's really bad right now.
What the fuck? It's very frustrating.
But then like with TikTok, I feel like the algorithm is so fucking weird. Like I feel like it's changed even since I got on TikTok, and I was a late bloomer on TikTok.
Yeah.
We're but, like, aware. Because
yeah, we know. There's lots of evidence of us telling you to get on TikTok.
On this many episodes. But I feel like you pick up on that. You're like, oh, so this video that took me literally 10 whole seconds to do blew up. So let me do more like that. And then nothing. Crickets. 5 views, maybe 10. You know, like it's bad. Mm-hmm. I'll get like a consistent 300 views on every video. And I'm like, who are these 300 people? Like, who are they?
I just want to chat. Let's get to know each other here.
Let's start Discord. I don't know.
Oh, man.
Oh, dear. Yeah. Okay, so did you do anything special for your birthday? You got a new chair. Tell us about this chair.
I did. Oh, I got a Papasan chair, and it's not like...
It's not even it's a not chair. Like a we can't even call that a chair. It's like a Papasan love seat.
Yeah.
Yes. It's a Papasan love seat. It's the double seater one, which...
Amazing.
I will be sitting in by myself because, like, I lay in it, you know? So I've been... This is my whole thing, like... We went to World Market not expecting to get anything. We were just doing a little shopping thing. He's like, what do you want to do? And I was like, honestly, I don't want to do anything. I just want to kind of like do the things I like to do, I guess. And let's like go check out some stores, you know? So I hadn't been to World Market in a while, and I went in and I was like, oh, look at this Papasan chair. And I used to have like 2 Papasan chairs in my bedroom. Mm-hmm. And I loved them so much that it was almost kind of bad how long I'd sit in them. But anyway... they ended up getting old, and like the cushions were all nasty, so we left them at like our last house. But he's like, well, it's on sale. And I was like, yeah, but that sale price is still not justifiable in my head. He's like, listen, we go over this all the time. You're never going to spend more than like $50 on yourself, so do you want the chair or not? Like, it could be your birthday gift. And I was like, no, let's just go. Like, we'll come back. Maybe it'll still be here. Like, I don't even know where I'll put it. He's like, you could put it right where your plants are. Like, he had the perfect spot for it. And I was like, okay, no, I'm still going to say no. Like, let's just go, you know? So the chair was $400, but that included like the base and the cushion. Mm-hmm. And it was at World Market. So, you know, yeah, that sounds about right, you know, for a World Market piece of furniture. But it was 20% off, so which was nice. But anyway, we left the store without the chair. Mm-hmm. So we get home and it was like really warm on Sunday. So we set up the pool for the dogs and we were all just kind of hanging in the yard, just listening to music, you know. And then Jay comes in. He's like, I'm going to run out. I'll be back. And I was like, well, where are you going? You know, because I'm very nosy. He's like, don't check your Find Me Friends app. And I was like.
Well, what's the first thing you're going to do?
Yeah. I was like, okay. And then Mia went with him and I was like, so she's got to help him with something. Right. So then I didn't check the app because I was like, I'll respect that. Okay. I enjoy a good surprise. So then they came back and had nothing. And I was like, where'd you go? And she's like, we went to 3 different Walgreens. They didn't have the chips I wanted. And which I believed because she likes the Doritos spicy chili, the purple bag Doritos. You know what mm-hmm. I'm talking about? And they rarely have them anywhere. So I was like, oh, that's why she went with them. Okay. So I disregarded it. Okay. Because I'm very trusting as well. I think we all know this.
Yeah.
So
have a good night. Yeah.
If you know, you know. Okay. So I'm like, okay, they went for fucking chips. Okay, great. But like, why would he say, don't check your app, right? So I'm like, whatever. Meanwhile, my mom's being weird. She's like on the phone, but not near me. And she just seems like she's being sneaky, you know? So I'm like, something's going on here, you know? So then I go downstairs and I'm like, I'm going to take a bath. I'm just going to relax. I got a new bath bomb. I'm going to take a bath. So I go upstairs and I came downstairs to get my clothes and the chair was there. And I was like, you guys are so fucking sneaky. Like it's set up in the corner, super, super cute. Like aww. I was very excited. Yeah. And it is the perfect spot for it. Like I still have my Gloriosum in the window. I just moved the other plants like next to my plant shelves and it looks great. Everything fits perfectly, right? So I'm sitting in the chair. I'm like, I love it. Thank you. I would have never bought it. He's like, I knew you wanted it, you know? So then my mom's like, Cole, come upstairs. I have to show you something. And I was like, what? Like, I thought that was the surprise. So I come upstairs and she's like, look at this. And she's got like her phone. Like she played it pretty well. Like I thought she was going to show me something on her phone. You know, I thought maybe she bought me something or whatever. So I go to look at my best friend from like growing up is hiding in the living room and she like pops out and like surprises me with like this basket of goodies and I was like, aww. Oh my god, you guys. Yeah, that's why she was being weird, because she was like coordinating like what time she can come, and it was very, very mm-hmm. sweet.
Aww.
Yeah, so we had a beer and she hung out for a little bit, but like it was especially sweet because we haven't seen each other in a very long time. Like I don't know if I've mentioned this, but she has little kids. Not that little, 12 and 6, 12 and 7. And my sister, who is like our other hangout buddy, has little kids. Like my nieces are 5 and 7. Oh my God, 5 and 7. So like they're busy. They have sports. They're busier than I am with 3 mm-hmm. kids in 3 different high schools, you know? Yeah. So like we haven't seen each other in at least 6 months, and we made plans to hang out for my 40th birthday in the middle of June because like she's going to California, like everybody's just so busy, and that's the soonest we could do it. She's like, we couldn't wait until the middle of June to celebrate your birthday, so I had to come over. It was very sweet. I was very surprised. Aww. Yeah. And in the meantime, Jay's downstairs with me sitting in my chair, like before I knew my friend was there, talking a world of shit about how he can never surprise me. He's like, you're actually impossible to surprise. And I was like, I was surprised about the chair. He's like, yeah, but you kind of were, you were being skeptic. And I was like, okay, well, yeah, because you guys were acting weird, you know?
Like, and I'm not to be like, don't check your Find My app.
Don't like, check your Find
He didn't need to say that. Like Mia could just be like, oh, hey, I really want to get the chips. He's like, oh, I can take you to go get some.
Exactly. Boom. I would have never checked the app. You know what I mean? Never. Mm.
Or he could have just turned off his location just for a brief moment.
He said that. He said he turned his phone off. And I was like, oh, okay. But I didn't check it. But I was like, okay. I was like, you told me not to. You don't trust me now? So it was this whole thing. Like, I can't be surprised. You don't trust me. And then I go upstairs and my friend's there. And I was like, did you know about this? And he's like, yeah. And I was like, okay, then you can surprise me. I don't want to hear shit about shit.
And you're 40 and getting in and out of a papasan chair. Look at you. 40 is the new 30.
Okay, let's talk about this for a second. Getting in and out of a papasan chair is a whole world of acrobats that I didn't know existed. Because the last time I had a papasan chair was at least 5 years ago. I was in different physique 5 years ago, 5 years younger. I think it was longer than 5 years ago. Wow, what a chore, worth it.
You know, could just install like one of those straps on the ceiling so you can just grab it and just get yourself out of there.
Oh my God.
Those actually seem so nice.
Yeah. They're so comfortable, but they move around. So like it is, it's very strategic. Like you have to carefully get in and you have to like step in and then slide your way out. Mm-hmm. Because also like the pop is on bass. I don't know what it's made out of, but it's, it doesn't sound like it's that strong. Like it creaks, yeah, bamboo, you know? So I'm like,
the rattan.
Is it bamboo?
Or whatever.
Rattan. I don't know. Okay. I'm I think don't break, don't break, don't break.
Yeah, it's like a cane situation. It's like the essential boho, you know.
Yeah, but that was pretty much it. I've been enjoying my papasan. It's the chair I sit in when I watch YouTube at night, and then like I'll go to bed. So I'm no longer watching like my phone in bed. Like that's my area. It's nice. Very sweet, and I'm gonna decorate it, and I'm excited.
Yeah, I love that.
Yay.
Yeah. But anyway, that was my, it was pretty much the sum of my weekend. What about you guys? Becca.
What have I been doing? I don't know. I'm just roaming around. Well,
I have to ask, did you find any other ticks on you after I left? I was convinced we rolled around in like,
a nest. I don't,
like a nest, which we very well could have because we were in the deep woods. The deep woods deep, we talked about last week.
Deep woods deep. Yeah, I
had like 15 on me.
You did?
That is insane.
Yes. Like, okay, so it was, we were watching a movie. We watched Hellraiser, the new Hellraiser, which I was surprised that I liked that as much as I did.
Who's we? Becca?
That's right.
Our
what?
I watched it. Okay. Well, no. I watched the first half, and like if anything even remotely creepy happened, I closed my eyes because I don't need those images to burden my subconscious, because they will. I'm not a child. I just have very vivid dreams, as we've discussed. The Kim Kardashian, yeah, just the Kardashian family in general. I'm well versed with their whole life and dinner practices. I don't need that level of depth with Hellraiser as the inspiration. Okay. So I told Daniel, hey, Dan, because Dan likes movies like that, but he can't, like, okay, he can watch them. I'm not like controlling
but
him.
But it's no fun by yourself. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So he just doesn't watch them anymore unless maybe he's like with his guys or something. And anyway, so I was like, Dan, this is your opportunity because I will sit with, I will watch it because Nicole likes it. You like it. I'm outnumbered. So this is your time. So pick one. He took forever to choose, but he finally landed on Hellraiser. And the second half of the movie, I kind of was like drifting in and out of sleep. Like I was there, but I wasn't. See,
I thought you were fully awake and I was very impressed. I was like, I'm really hoping that Becca's not going to have nightmares from these scenes because they were pretty nasty.
It was all very gory.
All of a sudden you just hear on the bedroom door, Nicole, can I sleep with you?
I'm scared. No, literally. I was like literally the second half of the movie, I was looking at the ceiling or I was like partially asleep the whole time. Like I just was like, I don't want to look at this anymore. Hearing the screams was enough of, you know, so, but it looked interesting.
Yeah, it was pretty good. It was different.
Okay, so you were finding all of these ticks on you while watching this movie?
No, I wasn't. See, I came in from the photo shoot and I checked and I found what, like two or three maybe. Mm-hmm. And they're like the nymphs. They're like
tiny babies.
Tiny babies.
Listen to how casually she's talking about this, you guys. This is growth.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is growth.
This is growth. This is 40. Okay. not giving a fucking shit about Lyme disease. That's what this is. Anyway, I found like two or three. And by find, I mean they were crawling on me. They weren't like, they didn't bite me yet, you know? So I was totally cool with it, you know?
They didn't penetrate.
And I had change in
the skin.
What? They didn't penetrate the skin.
They did not penetrate.
So then like we were watching the movie, but all day I was kind of itchy since the first photo shoot because I found one on me then. So like I just had like, you know, when it gets in your head, like I'm just itchy. Mm-hmm. So then I went to the bathroom to get ready for bed after the movie. It was like 11:45 at night, and Dan had to get up early for work in the morning. And I was like changing into my pajamas, and I'm not even kidding, like every time I looked in the mirror, I found another one. And then I started counting because I was like, this, there's something wrong. And then I found one that had bit me already. Mm-hmm. That was out of all of them, that was it. Like the rest were just crawling. So I'm like, maybe the babies don't bite. I don't know anything about ticks, so I don't know if that's factual. Mm-hmm. But like, wouldn't they have bit me by now? Because that photo shoot was hours ago. You know what I mean?
I don't know. They do. Like since the photo shoot, I have not from that, but I have found so many just crawling on me. I'm like, what are they up to? Like, mm-hmm. They're looking for probably a hairy dark spot.
Oh. Like your armpit.
Like my armpit. My armpit wasn't even hairy though. Like I lifted up my arm while Nicole was there. It was after the first photo shoot. Smells like Taco
Bell. I'm gonna stay here.
Yeah. Pregnant armpits. Not a positive smell, just so that everybody knows. And I was putting on deodorant. I lifted up one arm and did it, and then lifted up the other one. And I was like, oh my God. And it was like embedded. So, that one, and then they've just been crawling on me. But I did find one in my hair, two in my hair. One of them was just chilling, like right here, and the other one, like by my temple, and the other one was chilling, and it was actually embedded at like the nape of my neck. And I was like, what the hell?
Yeah.
And like Daniel told me, because I don't really worry about this, but he's like, they don't really like go in your hair. So I've never really thought to check that deeply into my hair. And then I told him, I'm like, you lied. And he's like, Rebecca, that was like the edge of your hair. Your hairline, yeah, they will go, but they're not going to like go deep into your scalp, most likely.
Right.
So, yeah. I think, honestly, they like chill on my dogs and then they hop off onto the couch and then they crawl onto me.
Well, that's what I'm thinking because Leo, because I kept finding him, right? So I was like, I'm just going to take a shower. And I was so like, I don't know if I should take a shower because I didn't want to wake you guys up, but thank God I didn't.
No.
Because I was just like, they're little ones, so they'll just like come right off, you know? Mm-hmm. So then after the shower, it was fine. But I'm thinking because Leo and Cooper were in the bed that that's probably how, because I'm like, how did I not feel them on me all day? You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I don't know. But anyway, I just wanted to make sure that you didn't. Because she texts me after I left. She's like, I found two on me since you left. What the fuck?
So we need a little bit of a respray, huh? To kill those? Or is that like a yearly thing? Or
Dan keeps saying that he wants to, but I'm like, is it just because it's like peak season? Or is this really like we need to respray? Because a couple years ago, if you didn't know, we got our lawns treated and it really brought down the population quite a bit. It's very expensive, though, which is why I'm like, I don't want to do it. We have so many other things. But he's like, I don't want to just be chilling on the patio and get a tick. Like, that's not normal. Like, if you're walking around in the grass and in the woods, that makes sense. But like, we'll get them just sitting on the patio. Like, that's weird. So
because they're falling from the trees, probably.
I don't even know how it works. Like, they must be sitting on the furniture. Like, I don't know.
Can you just spray like right around your house? Or is that not worth it for them to come out and just do that?
I feel like there's no point because we hang out on the porch, but like a lot of the time we're in other parts. Like I go out to the greenhouse, the garden. He's riding his bike. Like, you know what I mean? We're just like all over.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. And we've got termites in the barn. It's just it's always something like. Obviously, the wildlife is taken over. It's like, this is our place, which I get. That's fine.
Yeah.
But
you moved into their home.
We definitely did move into their home. Still kind of finding them. But I was weed whacking the other day and I came back in and there was one on my stomach. And I said, I'm sorry, that's my baby's house. Get out.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out.
You're evicted.
Evicted. But anyway.
Ticks. But I was very proud of myself because it wasn't like a freak out situation. I kept finding them and I was like, okay, no. Mm-hmm. But
what were you doing with them when you would find them?
throw them in the toilet.
Okay.
And
okay.
Flush.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. I was gonna say maybe they're like crawling out of the sink and just reattaching. If you're not like, if you like throw them on the ground, like they're gonna find you again. Okay.
Yes. No.
Okay.
They were getting flushed, them bad boys. But anyway, okay. Aside from the ticks, have you been up to anything this week?
I have. I did a few things for the greenhouse. Like I bought more wood and. Mm-hmm. Because I have to, like, redo something, the bench that we were going to do, Nicole.
We were going to do the bench.
It's good
I told Becca... Sorry. I was just going to say, I told Becca I'm not leaving here until I help you with something. Let it be something for the greenhouse or the nursery. So we did the bassinet. We built the bassinet.
Which was great. And so for the bench... It was on the ground for so long that it got warped. So we wouldn't have been able to build it anyway. So it's good we didn't try that. But yeah, so I went out and I got more wood. I got more soil for the garden and planted like the last of my seeds. And I have to build like little barriers to put around my seedlings because animals are eating them. And I think it's squirrels. And you can't do anything about squirrels. Like there's just no way. Like they're going to get in. They can jump. They can climb.
They're smart little bastards. Yeah.
They are.
And I had like a bunch of seedlings come up, which was great. And then I went out the next day and they were all gone. And I was like, very cool. So I need to like cover them until they get too big to be like, which is annoying. But that's kind of what I'm up to. Like, I don't know. I've pelvic pain, fatigue. Like, I'm done, you know? Like, in a perfect world, I would just be sitting in the baby's room folding clothes and organizing things. But that's just not how things have shaken up for me. Like, I'm kind of past the point of, like, wanting to work on the greenhouse and be like, I'm tough. Even though I'm pregnant, I'm still doing this. Now I'm like, no. Like, I don't want to do this anymore. Like, I'm tired. I hurt. And I just feel like this is bad. Like, I don't think I should still be doing this. But...
You have nothing to prove.
No, you don't.
Yeah. It just, like, it stinks because, like, things actually do need to be done despite me feeling like this. So I just have to push through for a few more weeks until it's done and then freaking relax in July.
Mm-hmm. What are you, 34 weeks?
33. Mm. Yeah. So I'm pretty much saying, like, when I hit 36, 37 weeks... I'm done with anything like that. Like I'm literally going to be on a bouncing ball, drinking my raspberry leaf tea, eating my dates, reading my hypnobirthing book. And that's all, but that's my only purpose is to do that.
That's it. I'm telling you.
Once I hit like in that 36, 37 weeks.
Hypnobirthing, like hypnotize.
Yeah. I mean, yes.
We touched on this when I was there. I kind of love it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm not an expert. I literally have recently heard about it. It's my first baby, so everybody bear with me here. But basically, it's just that you, during your pregnancy, you're listening to meditations, you're practicing breathing, you're going through like certain sequences that are relaxing. And you're looking at your birth as like a physiological event that like mammals do. And it's not a medical event, essentially.
Or anything traumatic. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like our bodies
can be so dramatic in typical hospital settings.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, essentially it's just reframing how we look at birth to be like something that is like natural and normal. And our bodies are literally made to do this. Like my body was, the muscles in my body was made to push a baby out, you know? So it's very interesting. And it's just kind of like working with your body instead of working against it. And like kind of not like true hypnosis, but you know how meditation is like. Mm-hmm. And I have noticed this in myself before, which I'm actually happy that I have done this before. But there's certain like sleep meditations I'll listen to. Where like just the sound of this woman's voice, I hear her voice and I'm instantly tired, like instantly. Mm. And like I'm asleep 3 seconds later. So I'm like, I think I'm susceptible to hypnosis.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
So yeah, I just got my book and I have an app and just been kind of like reading and learning. And Daniel and I have a class this Saturday, which I'm pretty excited about. I don't know how Dan is going to do during birth. Like, I'm just very curious to see how he's going to handle all of that. Like, he's going to do great because he's a great partner. But I'm just like, what is he going to be thinking, like, while I'm in, like, excruciating pain? Like, let's be honest.
Well, I need his phone number so I can text him and be like, Dan, when she is screaming, you got to look her in the eyes and you're like, we just got to bear down.
Tell her to bear down.
Bear down.
Oh, Mike, that would take me out if he said, Becca, just bear down. I would be like, turn on the fight song. Turn it on. I need it. Bear down, Arizona. Bear down, red and blue. Oh, my God. That is hilarious. So yeah. And I'm doing prenatal yoga classes now. So I don't know if I mentioned that last time.
You went for your first one last week, right?
Yeah. And it was good. It was like interesting. Like, we're all sort of along the same time frame. Like, there's like one person we share a due date, and I was like, cool. if you take the low intervention room, I'm gonna be really mad. Just kidding.
Bitch, I think they have stay a the fuck out of that room.
I call the low intervention birth room. no, but it was cool. Like, it was, she was saying, like, the instructor was talking about how in all of our life, like, being pregnant kind of comes second, because, like, you know, we're working and we're also pregnant, or we're cooking and we're also pregnant. We're you know what I mean? It's like, and we're pregnant, but in that hour, no, it's actually like 2 hours. In that 2 hours where we're at this class, she's like, you're just pregnant right now. Like, just be pregnant. Just let yourself, like, feel that fully. And, like, you don't have to worry about literally anything besides relaxing your body and, like, getting into these positions. And I was like, oh, that's so interesting and so true, because it's always, I mean, obviously that's how life works. It's not, I can't 100% be pregnant girl.
Like, American life.
Anyway. Yeah, exactly. I still have to make money.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and that's been really good. And that's, I have that again tonight, and I'm excited to see how it'll go.
Yay. Mm-hmm. Well, that's fun. Yeah. I think that these things are so good. Like, I know that they've, like, the lower intervention birthing plans and, like, home births and water births, like, all that's been around since before I had Mia. But I feel like the internet has become so open to, like, accepting all different types of birth plans, and it's talked about more, not as much as it should be, okay? Let's not get it twisted, but more so than it was 16 years ago when I was pregnant, you know? So I would have loved to know or to been aware of some of these options, and I feel like sometimes I should have looked into it more, but it all worked out. But having a baby is a very traumatic experience. It really is.
Yeah. I mean,
well, in many ways. Let's not talk about that.
Yeah. So, like, no. So, like, what I'm saying is like, all right, that's awesome that you're doing
calm
that.
Calm down.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, it is, anytime Dan, until last night, Daniel and I were talking about it, and I was like, I just don't feel like you are really, like, preparing, or, like, you're, like, aware of what's going to happen. And, like, in a casual way. I'm not, like, mad at him. Because
this isn't, like, the second day of knowing you're pregnant when you're like, you haven't even researched.
Do you have any dad books?
I still think about that randomly, and I just laugh to myself.
Me too. Context, like, 2 days after I found out I was pregnant, I had already learned everything there was to know about giving birth, having a baby, being pregnant, from, like, weeks, you know, 0 to 40. 100%. I knew everything. And Dan was just kind of like, he's happy, but he was just kind of living his life. And I was like, you haven't even asked me any questions. You haven't even done any research, ordered any books, like, nothing. She's like, we found out, like, yesterday, Becca. I'm like, yeah. Well, I already know everything. No, but he was telling me that he's been talking with his friends who have had kids, because he actually has a couple friends who are dads, and they were just, he's like, I'm gathering tips and I'm learning things. I'm like, okay, well, tell me that. Because it feels like you're not. Tell me what they've told you so far. And he, like, told me a bunch of stuff, and I was like, okay, that's fine.
Okay, you're not lying.
Yeah. Okay, fine. You're telling the truth. He just has a different way of going about things than I do, which is a good thing. You know, it's sweet. But I'm like, just tell me when you hear things.
Yeah.
Because then I feel better knowing that we're like together. Anyway, so it's just funny. It is the other day. Hold on. Last thing I'll say. The other day I had an emotional breakdown.
Oh, no.
I was having really bad allergies and I just felt really, really, I just did not feel well. And I was like, because I was like sniffling and whatever. And I was like, you haven't even said anything about the fact that I've been sneezing and whatever. Like, do you even care? And he's like, well, you seemed fine. Like, I don't know. Like, do you need anything? I was like, I don't want you to ask me if I need anything. I just want you to bring me things. I just want you to know. And then he like stopped and looked at me. I was like, I know that sounds ridiculous, but this is my time to be ridiculous. I just want you to know what to do.
It's funny because the tips that he's getting from his friends is probably all of this. It's like she's going to have these days where you just have to grin and nod and just, you know, smile, nod, bring her what she needs, you know? Yeah,
pretty much.
That reminds me of the movie. What's the name of the movie? The Breakup with Jennifer Aniston? No, The Breakup with Vince Vaughn and Jennifer Aniston.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to want to do the dishes.
Yeah.
Why would I want to do the dishes?
Oh my God. Yeah. That opening scene is the reason why so many marriages end though. Like literally.
Oh, I know. It's kind of nasty.
Yeah, it is absolutely nuts. Yeah, and he brought up a bunch of snacks and food, and I was like, no, get it out. And I was like weeping. I was like, no, because then I'm going to have to pick up all the trash. Just take it all away. I don't want any of it. And he's just like, what do you want from me? I'm like, just go. Oh. I'm like uncontrollably crying, wailing. Like, it's
sorry,
just like
I'm laughing.
No, it's funny. It really is. Like, and then like a few days later, he's like, so are we going to talk about that one, you know? It's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know who that is.
That's come and gone, Dan. We're moving on.
Oh, God. Yeah. This reminds me of Knocked Up, where he's like, fuck you, hormones.
Yeah.
Have you seen that movie?
Fuck you, hormones.
So long
Not
ago.
You.
Oh, yeah. Maybe you should rewatch it now that you're pregnant. Or not, because I think it was pretty, like, misogynistic. Or, I don't know. Not misogynistic.
Yeah. It wouldn't pass the vibe check of 2023, but it was funny then, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. No, there's so many... I'll probably watch it. Okay, but no, you know what? Juno. I really want to rewatch Juno because
Juno.
I saw this TikTok of somebody who watched it as an adult and they're like, oh, the dad's creepy from day one. Like, this is fucking weird. But when you watch it as a teen, you're like, the mom is just so uptight and this and that. But then you rewatch it and you're like, she's actually amazing and he sucks a lot.
Oh, no. I need to watch it again. That movie was kind of crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Good times.
Anyway.
Mm-hmm. Well, Adam, how's it going with Mai Tai?
Oh, he's great.
Yeah.
He's a vocal boy. Which I don't know how I'm going to deal with because Cuddy never barked, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Welcome to the club.
And he doesn't get too vocal. Like, I keep doing things like we're going to, you know, ring the doorbell. I haven't really done that yet, but in my mind, I'm like every day we're going to ring the doorbell. So he just doesn't get scared of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so smart.
But like if he wants your attention, he will yelp at you. Like when earlier before we recorded I wasn't looking at him in the face and so he was barking at me, could be like hey, turn around and look at me,
I'm here, dad.
And the same thing with the kennel, when we put him in the kennel at night, because I want him to learn that he can, that's a safe place and he can sleep in there before I like let him sleep in the bed, or not even let him sleep in the bed but keep a bed down there, but he needs to stay in the kennel. And he just like whines and I have to put my hand down in there. It's fine. It's like having a It's not like having a baby, but, you know.
Low key it is, though. I mean,
I've been there, done that with both.
He keeps waking up at like 4:30, 5:30 a.m. to go out. And I'm just like.
Okay. So that's my thing. Like the potty breaks in the middle of the night. Like, are you pulling up the water dish at like 8 or like a certain time? Or is he just drinking like until he goes right to sleep?
Well, it's out for the cats. So like he probably gets some of it.
Oh, yeah. The cats. That's
but I usually
difficult.
Don't hear him drink, you know, past 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Their bladders are, he's still so young. Their bladders are so tiny for so long.
He's tiny.
I think Cooper he slept through the night maybe after like a month or two.
That's what I was going to say. Like after a couple of months, he should probably go a little bit longer or be able to.
But you know? I think that if he was in bed with us, he would sleep through the night. I think he wakes up and it's not like he has to go to the bathroom. He wakes up and is like, oh, I'm alone. You know, I don't see my people. But the other thing is we have had to put him in the kennel for like 6 to 7 hours a couple times because we were out doing something. Never an accident in the kennel.
What a good boy.
And we'll pick up, we'll get home and we'll take him out right away. And he just goes to the bathroom right away. It's like, he just knows, which was really like, that wasn't how Cuddy was. Cause when I was trying to train Cuddy, you know, I had to be at work for 8 hours a day.
Yeah.
And I felt so bad for him cause he would poop and then he would eat it because he would feel ashamed or whatever. And then he would burp fart, which is literally the worst thing that a dog can do.
So thankfully my dogs have never ate their own shit or other shit.
I'm just remembering ever. It was so bad. Becca,
is it
gag.
A breed thing? Do shepherds know. Do that a lot?
I have no idea.
I feel like it might be like something breed specific. Maybe I'm wrong, but like I don't know. But what I read when I was crate training our dogs is that dogs will typically hold it until they absolutely can't anymore because they don't want to soil the place they sleep.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Which is like another reason why crate training is so good, you know? I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah. Yeah, I've killed that. Steve came to visit this weekend, friend of the pod.
Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. And you guys went rafting or some
tubing.
Shit. That looks so
that is so fun.
It was so much fun. Like, I literally was like, why haven't we done this yet? I've lived here for 4 years and this is the first time we've done it. So, like, I'm probably going to go again, like, multiple times this summer. Because you just had a raft with all your snacks and a raft with all your alcohol.
Mm-hmm. Oh, fun. Was it the Salt River?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That was, like, the thing to do when I was growing up. Like, in high school, like, all the cool kids went Salt River or tubing and...
Yeah.
It was, you've unlocked like the cool kid thing.
They must make a ton of money doing that because there were so many people.
Really? Was it expensive?
No, it was $25.
Oh.
For the tube and transportation.
Wow.
Wow.
Did you get really sunburned?
No, because I reapplied. I was very diligent about that.
I mean, you look a little sun-kissed,
yeah.
But not in a bad way.
Like in a good way, yeah.
And then they have the wild horses out the Salt River. So we saw them at the end.
I saw that. So pretty.
Yeah. So it was a good time.
You know what we did?
What?
In the city as cool kids in high school, Becca? We went to the fucking mall. That's what we did. We didn't have a Salt River rafting nearby. How fun.
Hello, Tori. Let's go to the mall.
I never went. Let's be transparent here. I wasn't.
Oh,
you
didn't?
No, it's because it's in Phoenix and you got to drive up there. You know, your parents have to be willing to drive you, or you drive and they trust you. There was just the lots of, you know, the more popular kids. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Maybe some not popular kids. I don't know.
Yeah.
I didn't go, though. I would usually just go on like a hike and then if there'd be water at the end and we'd just swim in that or something.
I've also heard that there is like this, I know there's a rivalry between ASU and A of U. U of A.
Oh.
Sorry.
Criminal.
And people.
Bombastic side eye.
Bombastic side eye.
People have said that criminal. Like the Wildcats don't go tubing on the Salt River because that's an ASU thing. You know.
Oh. Well, then what do the Wildcats have? Beautiful hikes, yeah. I guess. I don't know. Yeah, we have Romero right. Pools, Seven Falls, all that. That makes sense. Yeah.
Guys, we're 50 minutes in. Let's get to the topic.
Shit. Oh, didn't even tell you the topic. Oh, I'm such a great host.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Today's topic is going to be an update on all of our plant collections and how they're doing.
Yeah.
Let's be real. How many of you are here for the catch-ups? Raise your hand. Like, I want to see you guys raising your hand right now. We talked about this before we got on and we're like, come, you guys, what the topic? They're listening for the catch-up. Although I feel like the past few episodes, we've had some fun topics.
We have.
So because we've put so much time and effort into those topics this week,
yeah.
We were like, I'm kidding.
Fuck it. No, we want to talk about our plant collections because we haven't done this this year yet. We haven't done like a full plant update. And I know a lot of our collections have kind of morphed and changed and we've moved some things outside. So let's get started. Let's talk about it. Adam, you just recently got a new shelf for your Hoya.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Since my Vitsu shelf from IKEA is like consistently not in stock here, it seems mm-hmm. like it's in stock everywhere else. I got the Falkinge shelf, which look, when I bought it and I set it up, I was big mad. I was disappointed. I was a little blue about it because I thought it was going to be deeper than the Vitsu shelves, like wider, so I could fit more mm-hmm. rows of plants.
Mm-hmm.
It was not. It was not at all. It was a little bit taller and a little bit wider, but the shelf depth was the same exact. So I was like, well, that sucks. But I did want it mm-hmm. because it had adjustable shelves. So yeah. I started setting it up and now I like it again. But I'm still mad that it is selling for as much as it is. Because I'm pretty sure this has been a product that's been around IKEA for a long time. Because there's mm-hmm. this website called IKEA Hackers, which you can see like what people have done to like hack their IKEA furniture to make it look more custom.
Mm. Ooh, I looked that topic up on TikTok before, but I didn't know there's an actual website.
Yeah, I mean, I used to look at this website like way back in like the early 2008, 2009, 2010 era.
Oh.
But, probably 2010. But anyway, so this product's been around a while and I think that they really increased the price on it. Like $256 for that. I was just like, ugh.
Do you think they do that with items that are trending, like the greenhouse cabinet?
Probably.
Probably.
Yeah that's kind of shitty.
You know, I'm surprised that IKEA hasn't done a partnership with someone in the plant community
yet.
I
know. Like, not that I've seen anyway.
Yeah, it's and they know that people use that for plants. Like that product was not like the Millsbo, all the little cabinets. Nobody even cared about them.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, you go into IKEA now and they style them with like fake plants inside.
Yeah.
So they know.
They know. They are aware.
An email.
Yeah, you do. Jeez.
But yeah, so I got it all set up. I do really like the adjustable shelves because now I can put my trellised Hoya in there and it looks so cute.
It does. It looks really cute. They look so full and lush and beautiful. The one thing I notice about those shelves though is that they're solid. They're not the glass shelves, mm-hmm. right? So do you have a light on each shelf?
Yeah, so I do.
Yeah.
And I kind of like, yeah, that's a bummer because then on the glass shelves, like the light diffused through the other ones, you know?
Right, right. But sometimes I feel like it's too bright. Like I feel like if the shelves were solid, it wouldn't be as bright because the light would deflect back down. So is that the case? Like, is it not as bright as your Vitsco's?
It doesn't seem to be as bright, but also it's because like one of the shelves is like 3 feet tall. So the light.
Oh,
mm-hmm. I don't know. Because that's how I have my taller trellised Hoyas in that space, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And so this getting this shelf had led to me to like rearrange my entire plant collection.
Of course, I moved
all of my, because I was like, this shelf doesn't look anything like the other ones. I can't have it sitting next to another shelf that it doesn't match. So
correct.
All of the shelves went to the wall, like the big open wall. And honestly, I love it. It looks gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. You showed me when we got on the call. It was very, very pretty.
Did I talk about this on the pod already?
You talked about getting the shelf.
Yeah. And you said you didn't like it, that you're disappointed. Yeah. But that's all that we heard.
So this is the update.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I came back around.
Yeah.
You did a wrap around. Okay. But we actually, on stories today, we should, or maybe a reel, I don't know what you want to do, but that'd be fun if you just did like a pan shot, you know?
Yeah.
Of the new shelf, just showing what it looks like. Because Potted Together could link it, maybe.
Yeah.
Give a little sneaky link.
Yeah.
Sneaky link.
We'll double check the link before we send it out. Make sure it's not Adam's OnlyPlants account. Where he has his feet on various leaves.
Don't give away ideas like this on the internet, Becca.
Did you just unlock a kink?
I might have. Plant chores with feet? That would that'd be really hard.
Also, yeah. Kind of,
you'd have to do...
It's kind of weird when people pick up things with their feet.
It grosses me out, too.
Okay, you want to hear a funny story?
Not really. No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
What did you do?
Oh, it's Steve. I love you, babe. We were at dinner with my family, right? My little niece is very young, and she had this like little rubbery silicone straw thing that like had all these different textures on it. So like, I think babies chew on it when they're teething.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But it's like the texture of like a silicone straw. Well, it fell onto the floor, and I was like, it was like over by Steve. And I was like, can you get that? And I said, don't use your feet. And he thought I said, use his feet. And all of a sudden he brings it up between his toe. And I was like, no.
Use your, why would he just complied immediately? He's like, okay. Yeah.
See, that's how sweet he is. You know what? Like, there's no red flag there. But yeah, I gave it to my brother and I was like, please go wash this. Because it was like full on between the toe. I was like, oh no.
This has been between
toes.
Oh,
that's great.
That is hilarious. Use your feet. Like, in what world?
Maybe he thought it was like, oh, you like that? Okay, I'll use my feet.
Or like, brother, like embarrassing. Oh, like, I don't know.
What were you going to say?
Like, you didn't want anyone to know that you're picking it up. So you're like, use your feet so it's more subtle or something. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know why you thought that, but whatever. I grew up when my brother had his first child. Like, if she would drop her binky on the ground, he would just pick it up and put it in his mouth to clean it off and then give it back to her.
I've seen so many people do that. I don't know how people think that's sanitary. Like, what makes your mouth clean enough to do that? Like, just because you're their parent, that don't, you're not cleaning shit.
No, but if it had dirt on it, he would just suck it and then spit out.
Just have two on hand or multiple.
So I was like expecting me to do it with this straw that I handed him. That's why I was like, please wash this.
he
deep throats the entire straw. Don't worry.
I got this.
Yeah. Like the knife people with their.
Yeah.
Oh my God. They actually sell covers for pacifiers now. So, like, when you're not using it, you can just put it in a little cover, which is interesting. Mm-hmm. Is that
you
one
lose
of those?
The cover?
Yeah, I was going to say that might be one of those aspirational parent products that's like, I've got my shit together. I've got a silicone pacifier holder.
Constantly losing it. You have like seven.
That would be me.
He said, thankfully, my little niece doesn't use a pacifier until she's ready to sleep, you know?
Ooh. Oh, that's good.
Yeah. That's anyway, good. Random thought, but I rearranged my shelves. That's it. You know, and it's kind of spiced up my, like, I don't know. It's like made me like love looking at the plants again, because you just get so used to them in a certain spot. And then you, like Becca's said before, you rearrange a little bit and it's like, oh. Mm-hmm. Look at you over here in this space. You look really cute over here. So,
Yeah, I love that. I love rearranging my stuff, and I've done it quite a few times now. Like, since I've moved. But being in the basement, like, I love it so much because it's like my space, you know, and I could just do stuff whenever I want to do it. And it definitely did spice up my love for my plants after I moved them down there because they're like there with me all the time, you know. How about you, Becca? What have you been up to with your plants? How are they doing?
I have been, well, I did a huge repotting session, which I have a part one and part two like video. It was like a 50 minute repotting sesh. And I was like, this has to be broken up. So I just did so much. Like, I was on a roll. I used almost an entire bag of De La Tanks. And I repotted my Albosyngonium into a much bigger pot. And because I'm training it, I'm like retraining it up a trellis. So, because this is all regrowth, you know. So it kind of was like very bushy. And now it's getting longer. So I'm training it up a trellis. And I also repotted all the plants that I got from the Equigenera pop-up I went to. And I was so pleased. All of them had really great root systems. And they had to be pre-existing because since I've had them, I have not babied them like at all. And they're all fine. Like, nothing is like going downhill. But I just haven't babied them. And I was really pleased. So now they have like soil around them in a pot and they'll hold moisture longer. So hopefully they'll be happy. But they're like acclimating, like very much acclimating.
When you got them, were they already potted in medium or were they the bare root ones that like just got imported?
Bare root. They were in moss. So, but I do think they were like fresh imports because I think that's how they do these pop-ups.
I think so too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I've heard that people's decline pretty quickly after they get them, you know, because rehabbing plants is all, you're always going to see that. But I'm glad that you're
having. I got some plants shipped from Equigenera, like in Ecuador, and they're doing really great. Like my Gloriosum, amazing. They're doing really well. So they just got some solid, solid plants and solid shipping practices, I guess you could say, because that says a lot too.
I think the plants starting off being so healthy is probably a factor. And also, I mean, they're not traveling as far as they would if they were coming from like Indonesia or Thailand, so maybe that helps too, because I've done imports from Indonesia twice and they did pretty well, but they definitely went through it when I got them. And these have not at all. So I don't know really what the difference is, but I have no idea. But I'm really happy with them. And my Patriciae is so happy and beautiful. And I'm just, that's like one of my new favorite, like, wow, that plant is very beautiful. Very excited to have it. And I don't think I said this while we were recording, but I moved the Big Mama Monstera outside. By the way, everybody thought that Nicole should bring that home.
The amount of
DMs. It was like 15 or something. And then we got more on potted together, like so many. But she did get a bit of a bigger vehicle, but it still wouldn't have been big enough. Like,
no.
No way.
It was a smaller SUV.
Yeah.
I mean, if I would have put all the seats down and she would have rode shotgun with me, possibly would have made it back. But I don't know. I don't know how that transport would have done.
Yeah. You know? It's just difficult because the leaves, it's still a plant. Like, it's still kind of delicate. Like, you can't just, like, lay it down. Like, it just, I don't know. When I bought it, I had them deliver it to me. I bought it from a local place and they delivered it for like, I don't remember, maybe $60 or something. But I didn't have a vehicle big enough for it. And so they strapped it to the back of a truck and drove it here.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's great that you guys did that. Like, I don't want to have the stress of that. Cause that's probably how I would have had to transport it too in our truck. But I'm like, I don't want to deal with that. So if something happens, it's their fault.
Yeah, exactly. So Big Bertha's outside.
She's outside, and I have been looking for a corner shelf for that spot because I love how open it feels now. Like, it just feels so much brighter in that room now that she's gone, which just, like, I just feel so much relief. She's not like gone. She's on my patio living her best life. Mm-hmm. Like she looks very like pretty good, to be honest. So
yeah,
she's getting a lot more water than I was giving her because it's been raining. So basically that corner is empty because it took up the entire corner. So I ordered a arched shelf that can go in a corner.
Ooh.
Off of this maker in Ghana from Etsy. I don't know. I was just looking up like corner boho shelf, boho corner shelf, and Etsy showed me this person. And I was reading and it's like, yeah, this is like a handmade thing. It's like made to order. And I didn't even really, like, this is so stupid of me, but I didn't realize that that type of furniture was still made, like, currently. Like, in my mind, you could only find it vintage. Like, nothing was brand new of that type of furniture. But it's like a woven cane arched situation. And it's kind of like a dome, like an open dome. I don't know how to explain it.
Okay.
Anyway, there's like 5 shelves and it's just going to be perfect to sort of spread things out more. I think it's going to be really pretty. I'm super excited.
Does it give like egg chair vibes?
Yeah, except it's like long. Okay. But yeah, egg chair shape, but it's like long with shelves.
Okay. Ooh, pretty. I also love the idea of shopping small for little pieces like that.
Yeah.
Like, that's like so cute. You know, yeah, you can go to Home Goods and you can go to Target or whatever, but like, mm-hmm. I don't know, shopping small, like when you can do it.
Yeah.
That's so awesome.
Totally. And it was really fairly priced. I think it was maybe $200. And
yeah,
I mean, I would have paid that much or more for something that was like mm-hmm. mass produced in Home Goods. You know what I mean?
Right.
So yeah, it was great. I'm excited. Well, I haven't received it yet, so we'll see. But the seller seems great. They've been very communicative. Like, I'm happy.
Good reviews.
Yeah, good. They had all good reviews because I read the reviews. Almost like too meticulously. Like if someone had a bad experience, I'm like, nope. And it's just one person. I'm like, no, I'm not gonna risk it. Like
too risky.
But anyway, that's kind of what I've been up to. And I'd like to move plants out to the greenhouse, but
in due time.
Yeah, but it's just been, we're just hanging out. So what about you and your plants?
Well, okay, so I did the thing where I moved my cactus outside, and I've come to the realization that I have lost a lot of cactus along the way.
The obesas.
Okay, let me talk about the obesas because I'm going, I don't have to do this, but I am going to be truthful and honest and throw myself straight under the bus with this one. I repotted my obesas, and I got like a nesting pot thing from a company. I can't remember the name, but they're really, really cute. They're plastic. They're almost like, feel like they're like 3D printed. I don't know, mm-hmm. but they're really cute. They're low, like they're shallow dishes, and they come with drainage, but the drainage has a little plug in it. So you don't have to use the drainage if you don't want to, which I mm-hmm. absolutely love because LECA, you know? So I repotted the obesas in there because I felt like they needed more room, which is what we talked about like last time on the podcast. Like they were doing great. One had the boobs, you know, we were living our best life. I repotted them, brought them outside, and they died. And I thought that it was because we got too much rain, but in actuality, it was because my dumbass didn't unplug the drain.
Oh no.
Yeah, I picked it up because I was like, well, these have to go in the trash. I was going to try to save like a couple of the boobs, but those were also, it had already like gone up and like already started to deteriorate the cactus. So I was like, I have to throw these in the garbage. And I just looked underneath, and the immediate regret feeling I had when I looked at that fucking plug, I was like, I literally killed these. I'm so mad. Because I was like, it has drainage. Like, why would that happen? Like, they've been outside for the past 2 years, you know? Mm-hmm. So then I was like, was it because I repotted them? You know, like I was going, no, Nicole, it was because you didn't pull the plug. Anyway. So I lost my obesas. But like, I have like 4 shelves for outside. And last year they were full. and like overflowing because I still had some of my bigger like euphorbia on the stairs. And now I have like a full shelf that's empty. And I'm like, where did all my cactus go? Like, I feel and like I can't remember really losing a lot of cactus, but I guess I did. I don't know. I just it's just a sign for me to get more, you know?
Yeah.
So I've been kind of like going to shops and like looking for cactus. I bought one when I was in Missouri. Really cute. I actually it's a euphorbia. I don't know what it's called, but it's cute.
It's the pine cone.
The pine cone.
Pine cone. Oh. Is that one a euphorbia? Pine cone.
No, I think it's actually.
It's a tephro cactus.
Okay, so it is a cactus. Yeah. So I got that one. And then, I've just been kind of like accumulating more cacti because I really want to get my cactus game back up. I still have a couple inside that I don't want to bring out just because I'm nervous because they hold sentimental value. And like I've talked about this before, like I just don't want to kill them. Mm-hmm. So I'm keeping them safe. But
any specifically that you're looking for?
I don't know. Well, I definitely want to get another booby cactus. I want to try again with the boobs. Mm-hmm. A penis cactus would be fun to go with the boobs. Not going to lie. So I haven't seen either of those yet. Like while I've been shopping in stores.
I have a boob cactus I can send you, but like I'm still like propping it. I don't think it's fully rooted in and it's like a mid cutting, you know, because mine got to be like three feet tall and I knocked it off. Yeah. And it broke in half.
Yeah. I remember that. Okay. Then, well, I mean,
as a last resort, if you don't find one, because it's, I mean, you have to wait for a new arm to grow too, which is kind of annoying.
Yeah. Yeah. I appreciate that. I'll keep that in mind. But yeah, so I'm kind of like got my, I don't know, thoughts set on those when I'm out and about. But really, it's just like whatever I'm drawn to. It was funny because we went to Vintage Hill in Missouri and I picked up that pinecone cactus. Becca's like, out of all these cactus, I'm just kind of surprised you grabbed that. And I was like, yeah, I don't know. It just called me, you know, my name. It
looks like a stack of turds.
I think it was the patina little terracotta pot it was in that may have done it.
Yeah. Oh. It's just like, and from my perspective, that one is so boring. But I mean, you like what you like. I'm not kink shaming. Yeah. I'm okay. Just curious.
I get it. There were a lot of nice cactus there, but that's the one I went with. Mm-hmm. I'm also really trying to be diligent with like not spending a ton of money on new plants either, because I'm at a place right now with my collection where like I'm content with it being the size that it is, and it's not overwhelming. It's like it's kind of just right. So like I don't want to get out of that phase because I have been there. I think we've all been there where we've had just like one too many, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm also like propagating quite a few plants. I'm like growing cactus from seed. I did that in a Zoom call with my patrons a couple months ago, and like I finally got a little sprout of one cactus.
That's so fun.
Yeah, so that's exciting. But other than me bringing out my cactus, I really haven't done much like with my shelves or rearranging other than like the papasan chair area, which is now what we call it. Those plants moved next to my grow shelves, which I'm thinking of like hanging a light there, because if you remember, like I hung a light above there for those and now they don't have the light. Well, they have like the residual light from the grow shelves, but
yeah.
Yeah, I'm thinking of doing that.
I honestly feel like the residual light's enough because, so you know, my big Thai constellation and my elbow monstera are in that south window. But as they're growing, the leaves are turning towards the grow light shelf.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is especially fascinating.
My elbow monstera, because it's like now curved around, which is kind of like annoying to me because I like things to look tidy and nice. And it's like circling around to the back because it's like, oh, this is the light I want. Yeah. Which is kind of weird.
I know. That's what my Gloriosum was doing. Oh, and Becca gave me a cutting of her Glorious and it's doing really well. I mean, I've only been home for a week, but it's been doing really well. I still need to put it in De La Tanks, which I picked up some De La Tanks, so I'm stocked up.
Yay. I don't know how rooted it is at this point. Have you looked?
Okay.
I don't know how rooted it is because it was a fresh cutting, like, let's say 2-3 weeks ago. So I don't know if it's even ready.
So maybe it's not ready. I know I just gave it some more water because it's in spag, but it's like, it's perky. She's a perky girl.
It's
perky.
Yeah. It's in a, that was sort of an experiment for me. So you'll have to tell me like how, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Just keep me updated because I mixed De La Tanks with spag. Because I wanted it to get some nutrients.
Oh, okay. Because I'm wondering, tanks in there
a little bit, yeah.
Okay.
Not a lot. Like it's, I bet you, like most of what made it into the mix is like the cocoa and the pumice. But
okay,
I wanted to see if having a little bit of nutrients would help it to root faster.
Mm-hmm.
Just as an experiment, because I've been rooting these two elbow cuttings for months now and neither of them have rooted very significantly, and I'm like, what the hell? And for some reason it's just these two that aren't doing well, because I've rooted Monstera elbow before and it rooted really fast and it was great, and I had three, one of them rooted great and it's already in its new home, I sent it to somebody already, but these two pieces, the top cutting, I'm like stressed. I'm like, if this top cutting doesn't make it, I'm going to be so upset.
Is that the like super variegated one that's in your grow cabinet, your Mills bow?
Yeah. And I wonder if it's like a karma thing, because I told myself, I was like, I'm going to keep this top cutting for myself. The two mid cuttings I can send to other people. And I don't mind that. Like, I want to share the plant, but I was like, I want this top cutting because the first plant, the first cutting that I took of this plant was a top cut, and I sent it to someone, and the plant is just remarkably beautiful. It's just like so beautiful. I'm like, shit, I want that for me. But now it won't root, so I'm wondering if it's like, you're being selfish, so we're not gonna root.
You should stick it in water. I mean, I know that's like not my preferred way to root, but I have a top cutting of my elbow in water, and it put out so many roots very quickly.
Yeah.
And yeah, they like, do root quickly in water.
Yeah. And then you can move it from water to spag and then put it in soil. Like,
yeah.
Or just from water straight to soil. That's fine
too. Yeah, because Monstera roots are real hardy, I feel like. They're not like thin like most others.
I might do that just because nothing is happening. And like,
right.
The cuttings look fine, but they're just rooting so slow and they're under a grow light. Yeah. Like, I just don't understand them. Oh,
yeah.
I am going to cut the top off of my fiddle leaf fig, by the way.
Are you?
Nicole was making fun of my fiddle because it's like a 5 foot tall plant. Only like the first, like the top, like, foot of it has leaves, so it looks ridiculous.
Was this the one that was behind you in like the apartment videos?
No.
Oh, it's a different one.
I think it is the same one.
Is it the one that you got at the plant swap with me, where I think Philamer?
Yeah.
Phil?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's still alive, but
it's still alive. It's trucking.
Let's just say Figgy Smalls looks a lot better.
Okay, look at Nicole was gonna kill Figgy Smalls until we pressured her, and now she's like, I'm the fiddle leaf queen. Like, yours looks like shit, mine looks amazing.
Becca, what is this stalk with three leaves on the top? Get your fucking shit together. No,
it's literally like 4 feet of blank stem and then like like four leaves at the very tip. It's really not good, so I am gonna
we need a photo. The audience needs a photo.
Okay, I will take a photo. My other ficus look pretty good. So,
yeah, they do.
That one is just, I don't know. It suffered a little bit this winter, but not as much as it typically does. But it looks pretty bad.
Yeah,
I mean, Figgy Smalls has a new leaf that she's putting out right now. Like, it was a few weeks with no new leaves, and I'm like, oh, we're back on this bullshit. That's where we're at. We're back on the bullshit. But she's putting out a new leaf. I'm debating on whether or not to put her back outside, though. Do you think I should?
100%.
Yeah.
Okay, because she does like it out there.
Yeah, and
I feel like I need to take a photo and, like, post it. And then at the end of the summer, we need to see where she's at.
I think she's gonna love it. My ficus have like zero transition shock going outside. They're like, thank you, bitch. And then when I bring them in,
it's
they're
coming
like,
back in.
What have you done?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I'll do that. I'll do that today. That'll be my. I'll take a photo.
One thing sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was just gonna say one thing that I've been trying. Because Lydia thought it would be a good idea and she's been trying it. So for my hydro babes, because, you know, we're in the summer and now my plants are drying out like in 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I don't have that kind of stamina. All right. So like, they're all wrinkly AF, like little raisins sitting on the shelf being like, feed me.
Oh, no.
But I do get concerned about dry rot. And so Lydia was like, oh, you know what I've been trying is because in pond, you know, if I see something that needs water and it's like really wrinkly, I'll flush through it and then I'll add nutrient solution and it sits in like the nutrient solution. And she's like, so I have been trying when something's that dry to just rinse through the pond because the pond retains a little bit of the moisture and don't fill up the cash po. So just the first day, rinse water through the pond. And that's it. And then it gives the roots like, instead of shocking them with like, oh, I went from being dry, crusty to being sitting in this solution. It's like the medium of that too. And it seems to be working well because then they plump up with just that. And then I give them nutrient solution the next day.
Ooh, how about that?
Maybe a pro tip to help that dry rot. I don't know.
Pro tip.
How about that?
That's really the only. That's really the only care thing I've done differently.
Yeah. Guess what? I still have not fertilized anything.
Oh, really?
I haven't. Yeah, I'm behind. Which the next watering, I'm gonna do it, but I still haven't done like fertilizing.
What fertilizer do you use?
I have the Arbor that I used in the fall.
Yeah.
So I think I'm going to stick with that because, I mean, my plants seem to like it. So I think I'm going to stick with that. And then my hydroponics plants, I use the three-part solution that everybody uses. But
I saw Arbor at Walmart and I really love their packaging. It like makes me want to buy it. It's really pretty.
Yes,
it's so pretty. They were such a great brand to work with too. They were very easy to work with. I haven't heard from them since the last time I worked with them, but they were very easy to work with. And they also sent me some stuff for the garden, which we used last year. And my plants, my tomato plants were ridiculously huge. So we just planted our garden in the backyard. We have red peppers. We have like little orange snack peppers and then some variety of tomatoes. So I think I'm going to use it for that too.
Nice.
Oh, you call that a garden? I have 3 acres.
Oh my God. Did we talk about that last week? No, we didn't. Somebody on TikTok was being very aggressive towards me. This has not happened to me yet. It was very strange. But it was one of those people that like saw literally like a 1 minute video and thought they knew everything about my garden and my life.
Oh God.
Basically, I posted a video about building my garden. And at the time I only had like 1, 2, 4 garden beds in it. And it was a big space. So there was like a lot of empty space, which I have filled. I've since really filled in. Anyway.
Yeah, your garden looks beautiful, by the way, I have to say. It's so pretty.
Thank you. Yeah. That means a lot. Oh. To me, it's a point of stress. I'm like, it's functional, but it's not. To me, it's not pretty, but it is very functional. Anyway, so she decided that, well, basically she was like, you're wasting your time. Like your entire garden is rocks. Like you can't grow anything in those like tiny three tiny beds. I'm like, do the math, bitch.
Oh my God.
It was 4, but okay.
Also like, what is she talking about? People have garden beds in with rock formation around it all the time. Like what is she even talking about?
That's what I'm so genuinely confused about. Cause in her comment, she also said like, I have like, I don't remember. Like a 30 by 50 garden or whatever, and it's all in ground or something like that. Like, I don't know. It's a different style of gardening, obviously. And
where like people till like a football field worth of their yard and they're like, oh, I'll just plant in here. But like not everyone can do that.
And also not everybody needs to do that. So what I've done with gardening is I grow exactly what we need. Nothing more, nothing less. Like, I don't want to have a surplus of food because I don't know how to can and I don't really want to learn and I don't really have the place to store all of that. Like, I, it's just not for me. But I like growing things for us to eat as they ripen, and like that's fun. And I have in the past like made, you know, like tomato soup and frozen it and the stuff like that that will make it last a little bit longer. But anyway, like it was just so weird because like her motivation for gardening is so different than mine. And because I don't have the same motivation as her, like everything I was doing was invalid. And I was like, you're just not looking at this like people who live in apartments garden, and that's not wasted. That's not wasted time and energy just because they get like four tomatoes. Like those four tomatoes.
But like you said, it's just you two. So like it would be wasteful.
Yeah, extremely.
If you grew a shit ton of food. Yeah, that's ridiculous.
It would. And like why would I spin my wheels like that? Like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. It's not like, okay, Laura from Garden Answer has like a huge surplus, but she also like donates a lot, and her parents and this and that. She has like designated places where she has like places to put this food. So it's not going to go to waste. But with me, it would, like, because I don't.
Right.
Anyway, point is, it was very strange. And like she kept commenting like really annoying things. And I was like, why? I commented, I was like, why are you still commenting
here?
Oh, she
continued on?
She kept going.
Wow.
And I was like, why are you still commenting here? Like, you don't know the full story and you're acting like you do. Like, can you stop? And she's like,
when was this?
Like a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
And she was like, well, if it bothers you so much, just block me then. And I was like, okay. Why didn't I do that in the first place? Bye. Like, I don't know. I don't argue with people online typically, but it was just weird because I was like, you're completely missing the point of gardening, which literally is just to grow food for your needs.
Yeah, exactly.
Everyone's needs are different.
I'm so confused by this.
Ugh. Yeah, it was strange. But like, there's people like that out there. And not that many, of course. But it was just weird. And I blocked her. And in my mind, I'm like, did I let her win because I blocked her? Like, I wonder if she saw that and was like, I got to her. You know what I mean?
No.
You and I think so much alike. I'm just like, because
like she's like, you know, talking
and
to
I'm
her
just
friends.
Like, no.
And she's like, oh yeah,
fuck
like
her.
I irked this TikToker so much that she blocked me. Meh. Like, it wasn't that serious to me. I just like was over. I'm like, stop commenting on my videos. Like,
yeah. But also, like, thanks, because the algorithm probably pushed it a little more because of that interaction. I think it's hilarious when people are angry on the internet and they just like rah 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 hate, and it's like, bring it.
Yeah,
because you posted a video reply, right? That's how I saw it, I think.
Yeah,
and I was like, ooh, Becca rarely gets spicy, but I was like, this is a little bit of a spicy, like, because you're like, no, let me,
ooh,
let me educate
you. I need to go watch this.
My response
totally flew.
It was just like a SpongeBob song. And I just, it was just a slideshow of my harvest, because she's like, you're not going to grow anything in those little three beds. And I just put a slideshow of all my harvests.
Nice.
And that's all I said. I was like, you don't need a lot of space to grow food. Like, don't let people like this discourage you. And that's all I said. It wasn't even really about her, but then she still had more to say. And I'm like, you're so dumb. Like, you were proven wrong and you're still going. Like,
yeah.
That's just the thing, is like when you're wrong, just like, especially on the internet, you can disappear and no one will even notice. But like to continue to double down when you're wrong.
So
is
think,
just
so thinking
weird.
About this the other way is it really got to her. So you got to her. So you won.
Exactly.
Good. Now you can feel better about it.
Oh.
Bada bing, bada boom.
I got to her. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She kept coming back to my video, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know.
You were on her mind. You were running through her mind all day. Okay.
Literally, this is
all
my...
All right, well...
Oh, sorry. Are we... we're wrapping up, aren't we?
We're wrapping it up.
What I was going to say, this is my toxic trait, too, because the reason that I'm sitting outside with my car damaged because I wouldn't let somebody in, because I was like, the fuck you are getting in when I've been waiting in this line for 10 minutes and you can't just roll up here and just think you can merge in.
Yeah, but that's me, too.
Still wasn't my fault. Still wasn't my fault, though. Like, he did not need to hit me.
Yeah.
I just wasn't letting him get in.
He could have backed off. Exactly. Yeah.
Which would have been the nice thing to do.
Also, the insurance company sent me their name in a letter denying my claim. And I found the insured on Instagram and I sent them a message and I told Steve and he made me delete it because he was like, why are you doing that? And I was like, I just want them to know that I know who they are. And he was like, that sounds like a threat. And I was like, no, I'm not going to do anything. I just want them to know that there's a real person out there and I know their name now. And he was like, that still sounds like a threat.
Did you unsend it? Like, what did you do?
I did unsend it, but I really want to send it again. I want to be like, you can't do this to people.
Yeah.
But okay, I'm but the thing is, the damage was already done. They got the notification and they can see that you unsent a message.
Can they?
Yeah. Like, that's it says, like, I think it says.
He got really angst. He's like, oh, what if people, like, what if they retaliate? And I was like, okay, I'll unsend it.
I don't know.
Steve's the rational one.
That's totally something I would have done. Like, I'm like, just so you know, I am a person and I now have a financial obligation because of your irresponsibility.
Yeah.
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 Wait, really quickly before we wrap this up, these episodes have been very long, but that's okay. Speaking of insurance companies, do we remember when I had to file a claim with my insurance because of my hard drive malfunction in December? And I got a payout. And everything was fine. I got my hard drive fixed. Yeah. All was well. My insurance is going to renew. It's set to renew tomorrow. I have a wedding Saturday. And I need a certificate of insurance for the venue on Saturday. And I went to go renew my policy. And they tried to tell me that my deductible was going to go from $500 to $5,000.
Because you used
it? Because of that one claim that literally I got paid $1,700 that went to fix my hard drive. Like, what do we have insurance for at this point?
It's a fucking racket.
A scam. It is a fucking scam. And I was on the phone with this lady and I was like, listen, I know this is not your problem. And I know you're just an agent just putting my info in the system, but this is bullshit. I was so pissed. I was like, how are they going to raise my deductible to more than like I would ever claim? You know, my camera bag's not even worth 10 grand. Like, no. It's such bullshit. So I went to State Farm and they approved me. So meh.
So you just got different insurance then.
See, but that's the thing that pisses me off is like, if you're not bouncing around your car insurance every time it expires, you're paying too much money.
Mm-hmm. You are. And who and I'm has trying to tell the this time to for Jay. This? I'm trying to tell this to Jay because we've had e-surance for like literally 10 years. And I was like, babe, we got to switch. We're paying too much money for car insurance. He's like, but we've never had any issues. They're really good. And I was like, all companies are the same. Mm-hmm. Like, you get the same policy at every company. And it was really unfortunate. Like, I wrote a kind of nasty email to the insurance company because they're photography specific. And I found them when I first started my company and I've literally been a customer of them for 10 years. And for them to do that to me is just bullshit. Like like they're screwing their customers, you know,
For using. That's the thing that kills me is when you actually use the insurance, your deductible goes up. Yeah. It's like, okay, so
why?
And you've probably paid more than that payout.
Oh, I pretty much paid myself back for all the payments I've sent them over the years, for sure. But like, that's the thing. I fully expected my premium to go up because I sent in a claim because I know how insurance companies work. I know it's all a scam, but it's like, okay, so it was just too much. I was just like, that's bullshit.
That's crazy.
$5,000.
That is bullshit. Yeah.
This just happened yesterday. So it was like fresh in my mind. But anyway,
dollars. Is Geico like shutting down?
Oh, I don't know.
Are they?
I don't know. I have a friend from college who like left Geico. Apparently the company's going downhill or I don't know why.
Oh.
I mean, she's not really like, we don't talk. We're just on Facebook. So I don't have no idea why. And then I was trying to look it up and apparently they're doing a bunch of layoffs, but that's all I know.
Ooh. I don't know. I wouldn't doubt it.
Anyway, well, insurance.
That's the company that insures the person that hit me, lied to them, and they were like, well, sorry, we can't do anything about it. So
that's crazy.
Fuck you, Gecko.
Okay, guys.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Thank you so much for joining us in today's episode. This was all over the place, but We want to see what you're doing with your house plants. Like, have you changed up your settings? Have you moved plants outside? Have you moved plants inside? Because maybe you live in Australia and it's winter. I don't know. Like, let us know what you're doing over on the Instagrams. You can follow us at Potted Together. And then you could follow us individually. Adam is at Not Dude. Becca is at De La Plants. And I'm at My Clean Leaves. And then, you know, go join our Patreon if you want. Because there's like a bank of videos, not videos. There's no videos. There's like a there's a bank of episodes over there.
And we're about to record a new one in the next couple of days.
We are. And we're going to do
the new month.
Am I the Asshole?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's going to be fun. Anyway. Okay, guys. Well, we will see you guys next week. Bye.
Bye.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.